Morning Watch, Wednesday. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, week 5. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as the mystery of God. Related verses. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh, and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. Colossians 1:19-22. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. And you, though once alienated and enemies in your mind because of your evil works, he now has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and without blemish, and without reproach before him. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Suggested reading. In Colossians 2:9, the word dwells indicates that the fullness of the Godhead must be a person. The fullness of the Godhead is personified. The fullness of the Godhead dwells as a person in the incarnated Christ bodily, that is, in Christ with a human body. Hence, the word bodily in verse 9 points to the physical body that Christ put on in his humanity, indicating that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ as one who has a human body. Before Christ's incarnation, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him as the eternal Word, but not bodily. From the time that Christ became incarnate, clothed with a human body, the fullness of the Godhead began to dwell in him in a bodily way, and in his glorified body, now and forever it dwells. The fact that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily means that it dwells in him in a way that is both real and practical. Now that the fullness of the Godhead dwells as a divine person in Christ bodily, it is visible, touchable, and receivable. According to Colossians 2:9, Christ is the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead. Fullness here refers not to the riches of God, but to the expression of the riches of God. What dwells in Christ is not only the riches of the Godhead, but the expression of the riches of what God is. The Godhead is expressed both in the old creation, the universe, and in the new creation, the church. We should note that in both 1:19 and 2:9, Paul uses the word all to describe fullness. All the fullness, all the expression, is in the old creation and in the new creation. The Godhead in verse 9 refers to deity, which is different from the divine characteristics manifested by the created things. This strongly indicates the deity of Christ. The fullness of the Godhead is versus the tradition of men and the elements of the world. The world's tradition and elements simply cannot be compared with the fullness of the Godhead. All the fullness of the Godhead in Colossians 2:9 refers not only to the entire triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, but also to all that the entire triune God is, has, does, knows, can do, has done, has obtained, has accomplished, and has attained. All this fullness dwells in the Son bodily. The divine Trinity is the fullness of the Godhead, and this fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ. Therefore, Christ is the embodiment of the triune God. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all embodied in Christ. The fullness of the Godhead is threefold: the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The Father is rich, the Son is unlimited, and the Spirit is without measure. Because the triune God is altogether embodied in Christ, outside of Christ there is no God, and outside of Christ we cannot find God or contact God. Christ is God's dwelling place, God's address, and God's home. If we want God yet do not have Christ, we cannot have God. When we receive, experience, and enjoy Christ, we receive, experience, and enjoy the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.